It's 2:22.
What drove three local high school kids to invite girls over for a party and secretly tape themselves having sex with them? The case in Springfield is generating a lot of obvious reasons and a lot of fear among parents. The question, as always in stories like this, is how could it happen?
And of course, some background on the story. Three teenagers from West Springfield High School were arrested for allegedly making tapes of at least six girls who did not know they were being taped. Here to talk about it, Petula Dvorak. She wrote a column about it in the Washington Post today. Petula, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're good. You know, so we were just talking about a couple of 16-year-olds, a 15-year-old under arrest, at least six girls, unwitting victims. You suggest this isn't just about sex, but fame. How?
This is about fame. Of course it is. Kids have been doing freaky stuff for years, generations, decades. We know that. But filming it and distributing it, that's taking it to the next level. And that's something we haven't seen before. And it's something that hasn't been easy for kids to do until now.
Well, what is it that's making fame the bigger thing in people's lives other than achievement or something else like that?
Right. It's interesting. I mean, we could say, you know, we're a fame-focused society, you know, reality shows. People who are on there, you know, become famous not for having any talent or skills. They're just famous. I was looking at some of these psychologists' studies over the years, and there's been a lot of work looking at that. There was one study in UCLA that showed kids' television shows. In 1997, their top five values in kids' shows were feeling, benevolence, image, tradition, and self-acceptance. 10 years later, those values were fame, achievement, popularity, image, and financial success. It's the messages we're giving kids.
It really does make you wonder because, of course, even though it would be wrong and illegal for kids to make these sex tapes of other children, basically, mm-hmm. they can do that and keep it to themselves, but they didn't.
No, they didn't. It was all over. And if you look at some of the, you know, Fairfax Underground, which is a gossip website in Fairfax County, is ablaze. The kids' Twitter account is on there. The kids who are supposedly the arrested boys, their Twitter accounts are on there. People have already pulled up pictures of them. You know, they said, someone said, this is going to be epic. These guys are going to be legends on the campus for years. This is what they wanted.
How do the parents step in and stop this? I mean, I think we've had a very short period of time, really, when you think about it, that we've had this instantaneous communication where kids can broadcast to the world all at once and not think about what they're doing. How do parents handle that?
Oh, my gosh, not have kids these days. I don't know, right? I don't know. It's something very difficult. It's something we really could started talking about last year. If you remember when the DeMatha High School football players got in trouble for ordering prostitutes on their smartphones. That wasn't their laptops. That wasn't, you know, the desktop that you have at home with a net nanny that protects everything. You know, you give a kid a phone and you give him access to the world. And how do you do that other than values that you're instilling little early on when they're a little bitty and hope it works? I don't know.
Petula, we have to go, but this last observation, you mentioned all of these kids tweeting about it. This is epic for them. I mean, really, we're now in the business of achieving celebrity while some young girls were apparently exploited.
Right. Well, that it's there's a lot of questions if you look at the guy. The police aren't talking about this in great detail, of course. They're all minors. And there's a lot of gossip going on how, you know, how much, how willing a participant these girls were. I don't know that. I don't know the details of it. But you know, maybe the boys, as we say, you know, for time immemorial, this has happened. The boys will become famous and the girls will probably be infamous.
Petula, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mm-hmm. Petula Dvorak, Washington Post columnist.